ask you to rise as you're able to, for the reading of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, these disciples, and those who followed them were afraid. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was going to happen to him, saying, "Look, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit upon him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise again." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. The disciples were amazed, and those who followed them were afraid. Of all that is happening in this brief couple of verses from Mark's gospel, that was the piece that kind of struck Rory and stuck to me as we talked about it at our staff meeting earlier this week. The disciples were afraid, and those who followed were amazed. When I was a kid, this probably wouldn't surprise many of you, but we were tasked, I don't know, middle school probably, we were tasked with doing some kind of a project, kind of like for History Day, if your kids or you ever participated in History Day, to present on some topic. And with the help of a door from my mom and dad, from the attic or the garage or something, and some Day-Glow spray paint, I put together and some copies of psychedelic concert posters that I had in my room. I put together a project on the 60s, right? And as I was doing research for this project, I talked to, I don't know, a friend of my dad's or a friend of my teacher's or somebody who was there in San Francisco in 66, 67, and 68. And I don't remember the specifics of what he talked about, but the one thing that has stuck with me all these years and came up out of nowhere as we talked about this passage this week was he said, you could just feel it in the air that something was happening. You could feel it in the air. The disciples were afraid, and those that followed were amazed. As Jesus takes this long walk to Jerusalem, followed by his trusted 12 and scads of others who had clung to this new voice, this new prophetic voice, this new voice, in that crowd began a movement making its way towards Jerusalem, a movement that promised, well, I don't know, all sorts of things, unity, but for the kingdoms, maybe, a new expression of God's work in the world, triumph over Rome. It's hard to know what all of those people were thinking as they felt afraid and amazed following Jesus along the road. But it's clear that they felt something. They were a part of something new, something exciting, and something filled with great promise. So naturally, as I remembered that project and those words of that primary source, right, of someone who was there, I couldn't help, as you know me well, to think of a song. A song written by Stephen Stills and performed and released in December of 1966 by his band, Buffalo Springfield. A song written in response not to the war in Vietnam, not to the civil rights movement, but the burgeoning movement of young people in Los Angeles as they faced crackdowns on the timing and the manner in which they were allowed to assemble along the Sunset Strip. He wrote this song. I'm going to move this out of the way. Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines are being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. This time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. You step out of line, the men come and take you away. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going. You gotta stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going down. It was a song that captured a moment, captured the spirit, spoke in poetry and song about what that feeling was in the air. Our theme this season has been the theme of change. And it has been a season of change, not only for this congregation, but for so many all around the world, and in this community and in this country in particular. It's been a time of great tumult and disruption. And just like that walk along the road to Jerusalem, just like for these people during this time, that feeling was palpable. This past weekend, we were in Moorhead visiting my folks for spring break week. And 25 years ago almost now, I lived in Moorhead for a few years, lived with my grandparents, which was wonderful, went back to school, which was wonderful, spent a lot of time playing in a band, playing this song, even in particular with my best friend, which was also wonderful. And I also had cause to work in community organizing in Fargo-Moorhead during that time. On Saturday, my wife and I, after having a brief respite from our kids, thanks to my mom and dad, decided we would go and join the protests happening on the main avenue bridge between Fargo and Moorhead. And what I saw there that day was unthinkable to myself 20-some years ago, when I would have been a part of an organization that would have been a part of building the coalition to do something like this. We would have been lucky to see 100, 200 people. And there we stood with 2,000 people. 2,000 people facing a question. A question that would have been posed to those disciples and those following Jesus on the road to Jerusalem. A question that was posed in these moments during the 1960s and other times throughout human history. And the question was, when you are witness to suffering, when you are witness to injustice, when you are witness to things happening in the world in front of you, what are you going to do in response? How will you respond? Now, I mentioned that first song we sang as a song released in 1966 by Buffalo Springfield, written by Stephen Stills. Another member of that band was Neil Young. Neil Young, Stephen Stills, would later recruit to join his new band, the first supergroup, right? Crosby, Stills, and Nash, becoming Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And in the May of 1970, Neil Young was sitting looking at Life magazine and saw pictures of what had just happened in the week prior on May 5th, 1970. After days of organized protest staged in response to the escalation of the Cambodia plan by President Nixon, students at Kent State in Ohio gathered together. And on May 4th, 1970, the National Guard opened fire on those students, killing 4 and injuring many others. Neil Young read this article in the magazine, and his colleagues, his fellow bandmates say, went off into the woods for an hour. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he literally went off in the woods. But when he came back, he had a song. A song that they quickly went into the studio and recorded and released on May 21st, 1970. Just 2 weeks after the events had happened. And that song was this song. I hear the drumming, 4 dead in Ohio. Gotta get down to it, soldiers are cutting us down. Should have been done long ago. What if you knew her and found her dead on the ground? How can you run when you know? La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. Gotta get down to it. Soldiers are cutting us down. Should have been done long ago. What if you knew her and found her dead on the ground? How can you run when you know? 10 soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. 4 dead in Ohio. 4 dead in Ohio. 4 dead in Ohio.
Neil Young wrote that song even though Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young had a hit song on the radio at that moment, Teach Your Children. But in the face of something so horrific as this, in the midst of things so horrific as the Vietnam War, he felt compelled, and the rest of his bandmates felt compelled. They faced a choice. What are we going to do? And so they released this song, a song that would become emblematic yet again of this period. Now, none of us are Neil Young, in spite of how much I might wish I was, right? None of us were among the 12 or that crowd gathered behind Jesus. And yet, we are faced with this question. Not only with the world around us and leaders doing the things that they are doing and saying the things that they are saying. Our friends, our neighbors, the people across the pew or across the street or across the world. We see them, we witness them experiencing fear. We see them and feel them experiencing injustice. And we are faced with that question. Now, we're not going to put out a hit song, maybe. And I don't know whether we will deny or betray in the same way that the disciples did too. But we have to face that question because God seeks to change our plans. The disciples along the road followed Jesus into Jerusalem, expecting whatever it was that they were expecting, and Jesus was very quick to remind them, what you are expecting is not what is going to happen. What is going to happen will change the world. Your idea of power is not what is going to happen. I don't know what the answer to the question is. That's for each and every one of us to decide. But I know that our God is a God who puts that question to us for a purpose. Calls on us in moments just like this when you can feel it in the air. And begs us to respond. As we look towards this incredible story, we remember the story of the passion of Jesus. That question should be on our lips. And as we leave here tonight and walk out into the world, reading the news, meeting our neighbors, that question should be there also. What are we going to do? What if you knew her and found her dead on the ground? How could you run when you know? Stop. What's that sound? Everybody, look what's going around. What will we find at the end of that road to Jerusalem? And how will we respond? Amen.